are back. You are listening to Davin's Den. That was Joe's band, Race Odyssey. Joe, what songs were we listening to?
That song, the last song was Fortune and Fame.
Oh, we played the one you wanted.
Yeah, that's a beautiful song. We loved it. And we never thought we would be able to do that song live, but we actually were able to put it in the live set. So
Joe mastered cowbell.
Nice.
So they got a new album coming out. Before we went to break, we reiterate. We learned something new. We always knew Pip was a racist, but we learned she's got slaves and has a plantation, so that
oh,
was
dear
nice.
God.
I guess with all that crap in the horde, you need slaves to manage it, I guess. I don't know.
There in the land of Pip Helix.
Look away, look away.
And we also know that Joe is a Tinkler listener.
A Tinkler listener.
Yes. And now Joe has assigned ping times because he's no longer allowed to pee freely when we're together. I recommend anybody hanging out with Joe just not pee in his vicinity.
No.
So we learned.
Well noted.
No.
He'll be great.
There's a lot of pressure. And not everybody can pee.
Not a pun intended, but you had pretty good.
He's back under pressure.
It's like he wants to be a spotter for the event.
Comment? Yeah, I can't throw you a comment, really?
The number to call in is 845-986-8804.
No pun intended.
Stupid. 845-986-8804. It seems like they're having a good time tonight in the Den Pen, so you guys can go there. If you guys
Johnny
wanna.
Ray says, more cowbell, Joe.
Right on.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll, indeed.
So we do our worst father's countdown?
Yes.
All right. Here it is.
Today we're going to talk about father and daughter relationships. Do you have a daddy? I'll bet you do. Who's your daddy?
Oh, my God! I forgot that. That's really freaking disturbing.
Well, you forget about it because we haven't done it in a year.
Yeah. I know.
That's the intro to Eminem's Dad's Gone Crazy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think I needed that much time to get away from that.
That is creepy. You know what? Maybe I was going to say we should put that on in front of the... Pip Helix gravy dress, but I don't know. I guess we can't put that on the CD.
Probably not. But
no, we have to get a release for that.
Yeah. Which we won't be doing.
No.
So,
yeah, I know.
So we won't be doing that.
To do. Now we're going to get a release.
I know, please.
All right, so the worst dads, you guys who are longtime listeners know how this works. So we pick out for this thing the worst dads of the past calendar year from last Father's Day to this Father's Day. The only caveat besides that, is that no kids can be seriously hurt. Emotionally things, we kind of play gray with that.
They'll walk it off.
And yeah, exactly. And no kids can be killed. That's the thing, because then it's no longer fun. It's terrible. So then we each come up with our own dad stories that we find online. And then we try to find the ultimate three worst dads. This will be the last countdown, I think, of the year. We did Love Fails. We did April Fools. We did Mother's Day.
Right.
And we did Father's Day, and then I think we put this away till next February.
Yeah.
So, and who knows what we'll be then.
Well, the thing is that we also have to point out that the bad dads, we tell them in ascending order till we get to the worst one.
Right. So, it's like a countdown like you would have seen with your VJs back in the day.
Stop talking about my VJ.
I will, your VJJ. I'll start us off.
Okay.
My number three candidate for worst dad.
All right.
Justin Bieber's been in a lot of trouble over the past year.
Yes.
He even went to jail for drag racing in a residential area. Turns out his dad was not only present, but helped block off the residential street.
I don't like you.
Oh, you got this one.
Oh!
I guess we're battling for it. Was this your third, I hope?
No.
Oh, you're fucked. Well, all right. Well, you're going to go with your third. All right. So not only, but help block off a residential area. He was also hanging out with Justin all day in the nightclub just before Justin got arrested for smoking weed.
Nice.
Justin also later admitted when he was under the influence of weed, alcohol, and prescription drugs. Dad was with him all day. So here's the thing. First of all, do you agree that this? Well, you agree.
I'm not going to argue with you. Damn it, it's going to be my number one.
Here's my argument. What? Really?
Yeah,
I guess
really?
I'll be me and Pip tonight. You are fucked.
Yes.
Any father that would doing this would be terrible. But you know your son is famous. And he's got this clean-cut image. It's not like he's the lead singer of Led Zeppelin.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Where you're a rock star. And you could do a guitar solo in the middle of a bar with a grumpy keyboardist.
Johnny Race just perked up.
Sorry, what?
He perked up.
He just perked up. What? Rock star?
Yes,
what?
Anyway. So, but your son has this clean-cut image initially.
Yes.
He's trying to appeal to teeny boppers. And not only are you stopping him from ruining this reputation, you're actively contributing to ruining this kid's reputation.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he was there with the DWI. He was there when he threw the eggs. I mean, you're supposed to be the father figure. But what happens is when you get caught up in this money and fame, mm-hmm. you know, you start to be a yes person. And you start to enjoy this lifestyle, regardless if it's your son or not. These are why a lot of these pop stars are out of their minds, like Miley Cyrus. Yeah. I mean, she's got handlers. Nobody grabs her and goes, you cut this shit.
I'll handle her.
Yeah.
I got supple hands.
Yeah.
Or that Amanda Bynes.
Yeah.
You know, no, Britney Spears.
Yeah, nobody is grabbing
her. I'll spear her.
Yeah.
And I'll bind her, too.
You know.
You'll shave her.
No.
Head.
Oh.
No, nobody's grabbing them and going, cut it out.
Yeah.
Knock it off, you.
Yeah.
Or nobody who has the authority to actually prevent them from being bad to themselves. I mean, a lot of these parents, Dina Lohan, she's partying with Lindsay Lohan and all these parents. They're the worst possible role
this
models
dad isn't just partying.
Kids.
He's blocking off the roadway.
I know. He's making sure, hey, you know what? If you're going to kill yourself, you're going to kill yourself with no pedestrians. You know?
Well, now, yeah. No, go on. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Basically, when you have people that just yes you to death and say you're great at this, and then
where can I find those?
Right, or people that are really concerned. One of my friends, a friend of mine, was working on their act, and part of it was drinking wine on stage.
Was working on their act or working in Iraq?
Working on their act.
I thought it was the last one until he said on stage.
I rushed the word. I apologize. Okay. Working on their act. And part of it was drinking wine on stage. Well, there was a point.
That was part of their act?
Yeah, because they
genius.
Were drinking wine on stage. So he was working on the act, and as it progressed, he went to the second show, and he had another bottle and stuff like that. So he goes, what do you think? And I go, well, the stuff is really good. I go, if I see one more bottle of wine, I'm going to smash you over your fucking head.
Whoa.
Because you're sloppy, and you're and enough.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the difference between somebody that really cares.
Yes.
Or somebody, oh, that was great. That was great. You know, when you know somebody, you care about them, you love them,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you see something like that, you know, enough.
You have to give them
stop.
To them straight because they're being self-destructive.
Enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
you know what? In the chat, they're saying that the dad's a former druggie, allegedly.
I don't know if we need to throw the word former in there.
Yeah, well, no, not if he's doing the same drugs as Bieber.
I love how our fans know Bieber's dad's history.
Well, you know what? It's in all that juicy gossip stuff that you read in the can. So it's like,
Don't do it with Joe. He'll comment. Can you turn the page? I'm finished with this article.
How slow of a reader are you?
What'd you eat?
Charu says his father must still be a child himself, now living his dream through his son. That's what a lot of these Hollywood parents are doing.
And that's a really good call because the father's not really that old. I mean, he's like, I think the father's like maybe early 40s or something.
Yeah, no, he's
like
not
that
old. He looks
38,
good.
38. Yeah. He was 38.
He's getting Bieber sloppy seconds.
Yeah,
they're immature. They are living the party lifestyle with their kids.
But you know what? If you want to live selfishly through your kid, you got to keep him on the straight and narrow so you can live selfishly through your kid.
Well, also they don't want to be the ones saying no to their kid because you know a lot of these people are in management positions over their kid. And they don't want to be dumped.
They want to be their kid's best friend.
Oh yeah, they're the ultimate yes man.
That's why my daughter gets lucky because as we all know, I don't want to be anybody's friend. So she does not have to worry.
Don't worry.
So I throw this out there. In lieu of how everybody feels about Justin, is it possible that he's a terrible dad to Justin, but a fantastic dad to society, as it seems like he's trying to get his son locked away or worse yet killed? Maybe he's doing us all a favor.
He's so cynical.
Maybe this man's on our side.
Hero or horrible.
What?
Hero or horrible.
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
I throw out, because I need to argue that he's horrible, I'll throw out horrible, but I'm throwing it out there. Some could argue hero.
And the funny thing about this whole thing right now is,
Joe's vote.
My vote is not even an argument here. Do you want to
do your next story?
Yeah, I'll do my next story.
All right, and then we'll have Pip go, because Pip will be the competition on this one.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Lake Mary, Florida. A 38-year-old father was arrested on his fifth DWI charge while driving three kids in the car, police said. Brian Whitmore's field sobriety test was caught on camera And they say it was spotted outside a liquor store with a child hanging out of the car.
Oh.
Three children were in the car at the
time. You want to get noticed?
My God! Hey there, copper!
Come on, draw some more attention to us.
Yeah, a three-year-old dangling off the aerial. But anyway.
Who do you think you are, Michael Jackson?
Three children were in the car at the time, but only one child was Whitmore, so he's a great chaperone. He claimed it was my wife's birthday, and I was bringing the kids home. I'm just trying to get home, that's it. I got three kids in the car screaming and yelling. It is what it is.
What was he saying? The three kids in the car screaming, and he needed the booze.
He needed a drink. Now, this is kind of where I'm kind of siding with him here. You know?
I can kind of see
here's
that.
Where I would disqualify, but here's where I would poke the hole in Joe's weakness, and it's just merely on uniqueness. So many, we have so many of these moms and dads driving drunk with their kids, even letting their kids drive them to be the designated driver when they're 6, 7, or 8. It's not really special anymore. It's not, you're not really getting my attention. I almost, it's, oh, you know what
you're
it
not
is?
Getting your, a child is dangling out the window. The car is swerving.
You know what it is? You know what it is, Joe? It's like a school shooting in America. I'm just used to it. It used to be special, but now it's not a week unless this happens.
Oh, God. That's what I was talking about.
He calls me the awful one.
I know, and then he starts digging
into... At least I'm not a racist and a pee tinkler listener. I have my faults, but they're not those.
Tinkler listener and racist. Great, great. We're going to get shirts.
You guys are going to get your own show. It's the Tinkler Listener and Racist Show.
Last, yes. Sponsored by Sloan Flushometers. That's right. Every urinal should have one.
You know what?
Very inside to the toilet industry.
Really? The plumbers.
Dang, I guess Lenore enjoyed that.
I know. I should have said Zern. That's the ones we actually sell. But anyway.
Oh,
you're killing it at the plumbing convention right now.
Many have wished him dead.
Hold on a second. You're saying that, oh, this isn't unique anymore?
It's not.
Do you think that bad parenting in Hollywood is unique anymore?
There is that, but to do it to this level.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
To do it to this level.
Oh, come on. Oh, Lindsay Lohan, Britney Spears. What's that poor kid? One of the...
But still, you can add all them up in a given year. Remember, in a given year.
Yeah.
Every year there's a bunch of... I can find drunk dads driving with the kids all over the place. Go down the block. I'm sure we could find one right now.
I'm sure there is one right now.
I think it's bad because there was also other kids that wasn't his in the car.
Oh, that does make it a little worse.
And he also had a...
It's weird how like a guy would drive drunk with kids and be irresponsible towards other kids.
And he had a DU... Excuse me. A DUI in 1996, 97, 98. So if anything, he's consistent.
So this is his comeback tour.
Yeah, he dropped off the face.
I guess he
Joe, will you be drinking in him next week and going, really?
Yeah. He took a break because then there was a little break till 2012. And he
was he in jail that time?
Yeah.
Could have been. He was also accused of driving with a suspended license because after all those, what would you think he wouldn't take it away? And 2 counts of assault.
Here's why I say Justin Bieber's dad is worse. Because he's having his kid, he's actively helping have his kid mix prescription drugs and alcohol. Your kid can die from that. You're actively contributing to your kid. You're drunk and driving drunk. There's a chance you might get out of it a lot if the stupid kid would get his ass in the car. And really, you can't control the kid.
Both have the potential for disaster.
Well, that's
both have very strong potential for disaster. However,
well, which one of those two do you think is stronger? Because then we'll go to yours.
Which one of those two?
Yeah. Who's a worse dad?
You know the right choice, Pip.
What are you talking about? This is like your A material right here. You should want to get on. Well, you're not going to get on
plan B, right?
Yeah, really.
Joe brings 15 stories because he knows we're going
to
use it.
To overcome. I'm going to turn tail.
You know.
I'm going to Benedict Donald my
I don't know. I have a couple of thoughts, and I'm just going to say them out loud. In this
That's
case,
good because we're on the radio.
No. I was just going to say,
quiet down. We're going to try to read Pip's mind.
Okay, everybody in the chat.
Get out of there.
Stop typing in there.
Yeah.
Get out of there.
It's quiet time on the radio.
Decide what Pip's thinking.
Or as we call it, our most highly rated hour.
Yeah.
Oh, God. There's the chat is divided because...
We divide the chat, then we conquer them, yeah. Joe.
I think, Sharu is saying that Joe wins this one.
Nice.
And Lisa's saying Bieber's dad.
Yeah.
Now, I would...
Others are not weighing in?
Well, Tom is saying, and he didn't say which one he picked yet, but he's saying Lohan, Miley, Brittany, and all those other whack job psycho chicks I'd still violate.
Just try to stay on topic, please.
All right.
He'd violate Bieber, too.
All right, here's the thing. All right, Justin Bieber is how old? 18?
No, I think...
Or 20 or something?
He's probably 20.
He's practically
an adult that can kind of put himself in his own danger.
He can't legally get booze.
But he has almost a grown-up mind, okay?
Really? Have you seen his work?
No.
Let's egg a house.
But he is almost a mature adult, mm-hmm. technically, in the eyes of the law. These kids in the car were not and did not have any choice. He had a choice to do this. These kids did not.
It's a very good argument.
Yeah.
I will argue this. He's not the bad guy here. Well, he's not a good guy here. The real bad guys here are the people who left their kids with this guy. Those are the real bad parents.
Well, you know what? They are not smart people, but they should know by, you know, his reputation that this is not a smart move. But he's still the bad dad.
But the parents weren't committed.
All right, what is there a greater chance of dying from? I think we'll solve it by this. Is there a greater chance of dying from drunk driving?
Mm-hmm.
Or is there
a greater chance of dying from mixing prescription drugs with alcohol? Because those are the two biggest sins right here, I would think. I think that's what it's going to come down to.
No, I don't think that's the only thing. I think
well,
that
not
there's
the only thing, but we have
no,
to move on.
I mean, it's a possibility that the drugs and alcohol, but he is an adult. I think that it is worse that he's putting young people who cannot act for themselves
in danger. You're
putting
people that have no choice over this situation in danger. I'm not saying that Bieber and his son are angels, but
well, you're certainly not. You want to try to argue this later.
I know.
The chat is more with Joe, and I have to agree with them.
Mm. All right.
I think that Joe's got the stronger point here.
You know, like I said, I saw all these drunk dads. It just didn't move me. But okay. Mm. That's fine.
Okay.
You weren't in the car.
All right.
I would have been hanging out.
They couldn't move.
Can I read mine?
No. Okay. Probably not. Seven.
Read your story, sweetie.
Thank you.
Really? That's how he lures you in, then you go to Tinkle, and he's out there at the door. I can hear you louder.
Like a three-year-old. You're making pee-pee.
You're like
pee-pee.
Herman Munster. Give us your Herman Munster happy.
Hey, Grandpa. That sounds like Spot's pissing. Where's Eddie, Marilyn? Come on around the urinal.
What's that smell?
What happened, Grand Tavern? I made a misspell, Hyman. It's my magic piss potion.
Does it make you talented?
No.
You might want to drink some up, stupid.
Well, now Cheru says Joe wins endangering the little children. I know that she didn't mean to say it exactly like that, but when you take that out of context,
yeah, really, dude, you might want to change the word.
Joe wins endangering the little children.
Cheru is right. Do not discredit our fans, Joe.
Don't say enough incriminating shit on this show. I gotta have that.
I think Cheru read the story properly.
That's so great.
All right, what do you got, Pip?
Okay. Connecticut father arrested after allegedly trying to burn infant son with cigarette lighter.
Mm.
A Bridgeport, Connecticut resident is facing charges after an incident where he was allegedly seen trying to burn his baby son with a lighter on a public street.
Well, you don't want to keep that secret. You're making a show.
No. Around 2:45 p.m. Thursday, police were called to the intersection of Calhoun Street and Lexington Avenue in Bridgeport to investigate a report of child abuse. A woman spotted 28-year-old Marvin Williams, apparently under the influence of an unknown substance, trying to burn his 13-month-old son with a cigarette lighter. The woman heard the baby crying and went outside to investigate, and she said he threw the baby on the floor, he took a lighter, and he tried to burn the baby.
Threw the baby on the floor.
And then tried to burn him with his lighter.
That's a bad dad.
Lopez says she handed the infant off to one of her
own
daughters.
The Latinos?
Yes. The lady who heard.
Was it the day of the Puerto Rican Day Parade? Because then maybe there's different rules.
There was no parade mentioned in this incident.
Oh, okay. Because that would factor in.
Here's the important part that makes this eligible.
The important part.
Not the fact
that a kid got thrown down and burned.
Thrown down and dad's lighting him on fire. Come on, baby, light on fire. tried to set my son on fire, yeah!
That makes it so much worse, the fact that you're singing
that. I know!
That puts you in there with the dad.
Yes, it does.
You are despicable.
Yes, it does. The baby was found to be uninjured, but it's only because...
So hard to get a good light.
It's only because the Samaritan was stepped in, and the father was taken into custody.
How do you stomp out... A live baby on fire. Is that you have to, like, stomp on them? Are you covering them in foam?
No, you call Smokey the teddy bear. That's how you put out a baby fire.
Oh, okay. It's good to know. I didn't know that. It's good.
Yeah. Okay. So I think that...
The bit didn't get a laugh, but it was clever.
You get partial credit. And really, from Helix, that's all we can
ask. You get partial credit on that one.
See, Joe grades everything.
Yeah.
But
if you could have just added a little tinkle to the end of it, you would have been...
The band said...
Hold on a second.
Like, everything is in there.
Hold on a second.
And we're the ones that have the problem. Yeah. We're the problem with the world, Joe. You're perfectly normal. So, all right.
So you know, I tell the therapist every Saturday.
Yeah. And apparently your therapist agrees because you're paying. So we got multiples kids. I still think Pips is worse because this guy is actively trying
to set the child on fire.
Yeah.
Was
this guy hopped up on drugs or anything?
Yeah.
Oh, well, see, that's important, though, because he's under the influence then. So you got two people who are under the influence.
Yes, but that doesn't make him less evil. The first thing he thought of when he got high was, let me make some s'mores. Let me use this baby for kindling. Throw him down on the ground and start a little campfire.
All right. So let me put myself in this guy's shoes. So, all right. So you're trying to get your buzz on, trying to get high and everything.
Yeah.
You're feeling good. You're seeing pink elephants and everything. And all of a sudden, you got this annoying kid. How old's the kid?
Let me take a look. Yeah, very young. Oh, wait a minute.
It's a toddler, an infant?
Sorry. Yeah, 13 months old.
13. So you got you're trying to get your buzz on, and you got this infant being selfish and crying.
He's a little bastard.
The infant's ruining the good time.
So that makes it better, because
it's justified.
That selfish child, you know, you have to put them down.
I would say that your father. The father in this story.
Hey.
The father in this story is probably more heinous because he's actively trying to inflict harm.
I think so, too.
I would have to give the point to you. So you agree.
Of course.
So you get the point.
All right. All right,
it doesn't matter what Joe thinks. I mean, Joe, you're welcome to weigh in.
I've heard that some many a time.
Yep.
So one for me.
Well, that's disturbing. Continue on. You can go do the next one.
All right.
And then I'll do it, and then Joe can go.
All righty, then. Okay. Father arrested after attempting to pimp out his 4-year-old son. Yeah.
Yeah. That's hot.
No, not hot. In Oklahoma, the father, Frankie Tasiqua, 39, of Elgin, he was taken into custody after authorities intercepted an internet chat where Tasiqua offered an adult male the opportunity to have sex with his 4-year-old son. Police said during a lengthy interview and examination of a cell phone, Lieutenant Flowers determined Tasiqua was in possession of child pornography and that he had been actively trading in child pornography as well.
Got it. Need it. Ooh, a 6-month-old.
Mm. Yeah. Ooh, I don't have one of those. How much for that? The Elgin...
She's in mint condition.
Oh, God.
What?
Cherry mint.
Exactly. It's collectibles.
The Elgin man...
Get her appraised.
The elder man allegedly admitted to authorities that he possessed the longtime fantasy of having a sexual relationship with a small child. Now, the Elgin man is the man who was going to buy.
I didn't think it was a neighborhood they interviewed for the story.
Yeah. He denied ever acting on it, so the child was not actually harmed, as far as we know. He denies ever abusing the child, but the police say it was only a matter of time until these people act out their fantasy and destroy a child's life. So he was booked on possession of child pornography and violations of the Computer Crimes Act. Now, I know that he wanted to keep his baby pimp ham strong, but trying to pimp out your own son, your 4-year-old son,
it's a young
has got to be the lowest of the low.
Yet it's number 2 for you.
Yes, that's only number 2.
All right, that's going to be tough to be. Pip is looking strong tonight, Joe.
Sick bastard is what the crowd's saying.
Let's see what I got here. Man in Okeechobee, Florida. And, you know, if you ever wanted to play the home version of this, I always recommend looking at Pennsylvania and Florida because you can get a lot of screwed up people in those two states. Man in Okeechobee, Florida is facing multiple charges after he dragged his 11-year-old son into the woods. Why? Because he told the son that you are possessed by demons and you know what I must do to you.
Oh, God. Those are the most frightening words ever spoken.
And we laugh.
I hope it's a tickle fight. I hope Satan wants a tickle fight.
Have a tickle fight.
Yes, Satan.
Yes, oh, darkness one. He's like, thank God he's in a good mood today.
Satan is very ticklish.
I'm in a silly mood today.
Imagine you got off lucky.
Oh, my God. You're possessed by demons, and you know what I must do.
He resisted arrest by showing abnormal strength and feeling no pain.
PCP.
Earlier in the day, he admitted to seeing demons. Oh. He also admitted he was on crystal meth.
Ah! Here we go.
He faces charges of child abuse, resisting arrest, and aggravated battery of law enforcement.
You know, I hate it when I mix up that crystal light with that crystal meth.
Yeah.
The pink lemonade flavor in both are excellent,
yeah,
but
everything turns pink.
The aftertaste. Meth.
Here's where I'm going to hurt my argument.
Uh-huh.
Any parent at one point or another has considered the possibility that their child might indeed be possessed by Satan himself, especially during the teen years.
You know, how old was this kid? 11?
He's 11!
Yeah!
Dad might not be wrong.
He was just coming into the terrible demonic possession years.
Yeah, maybe Dad's like, enough!
The demonic possession. They're in the demonic possession.
You know, the terrible twos, the demonic possession 11s.
Sure.
That's a great line. That is a great line.
Thank you.
You know, you got a kid. Maybe you should use that. I can't wait till she gets into the terrible twos, into the demonic,
possession 11s.
Here's my problem with this father. One of the problems with this father.
One.
I think we've learned. We've seen enough movies and done enough research that in order to conduct a proper exorcism, you got to go to a priest or a shaman. You really can't do these things yourself in the woods.
Why would you go to paper towels for?
So that's what a joke sounds like when it doesn't land. Eggplant show?
No.
Maybe he was going to find the green man that lives in the forest.
Slenderman.
Are you Mr. Whipple?
Slenderman.
Are you Mr. Whipple? We need your toilet paper. We have to do an exorcist.
No, that was back in the days when my ass had a fissure. That exorcism I could have used.
I like the way he looks like he goes, he just bombed with the joke. So what does he do? He continues, and then stupid number two decides to add on to it.
I'm used to it.
You're used to it going off the rails like that, Joe.
I can only do so much.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Lisa says, only one problem.
Well, I mean, listen, I think what we have a real issue with this father is, because he's not seeking a priest or a shaman, it's an unwillingness to get his possessed son the very best in anti-demon care. I mean, you're seeing demons. You know there's an issue. Go to the priest. They know what to do with the young children.
Yeah. He's caring.
They'll suck it out. Yep. They'll suck that demon right out. Gonna suck that demon right out of your cock.
Well, you know what? Maybe that's what they're... Maybe that's what
they're... Holy smokes. You are a horrible person.
I'm not... Listen, I never took my kid into the woods. We have our... We don't know about that. We don't make a public display of it. Get the nosy, goddammit, police involved.
Yeah!
My tongue was possessed.
It certainly was.
Cut it out. Yeah.
Is that what that room is that has all that dripped wax on the floor upstairs? I was wondering what goes on in there.
I think
I was afraid to ask, really.
I think my dad's worse because you're bringing in the supernatural. I mean, you know what I have to do. It's going to involve cutting open the child in some way because that's how you get a demon out.
Did he ever say what he was going to do? I mean, we got him to the edge of the forest.
It's a shame the police ruined the end of the story.
Oh, damn it! They ruined my story!
You always come up and never get to the backstory because they're putting the people that are telling it in the car.
Stupid cops whisking him away. You have the right to remain silent. Shut up, stupid. It's getting good.
No, we're not here.
Damn it. Exorcism interruptus. I hate that.
Exorcism interruptus. You made it Latin, so it's true.
That makes it true and important.
So now you need a doctor for that because it's Latin or a lawyer.
Can you get that out? Is antibiotics helpful with that?
I think my dad's worse. Listen, you're talking exorcism here. That's some bad shit.
I think that now thinking about having people anally rupture your 4-year-old son is really disgusting. But
yes,
but he was talking about doing it on the internet. He wasn't actually in the act of dragging him into the woods to do God knows what to the kid.
Yeah.
So I'm Wow. Lisa says it's a do-it-yourself exorcism. Oh, great.
Yeah.
The home kit.
The home kit. Go on WebMD. Look on
exorcism. I can't find nothing. Well, what does Wikipedia say to do? Yeah.
Dentures, diarrhea. I hear devils.
Here, let me force the kid's head around. That seems to be part of this.
Yeah. Oh, no. Clean up an aisle, exorcism. There's beef and soup everywhere.
Are you conceding to me so I have to go against Joe?
You know, I think it's just like all the great thrillers. It's the suspense of what the hell was he going to do to him that's almost more frightening to me than what I knew was going to happen to the four-year-old.
If the cops hadn't gotten there, I probably couldn't use the story.
Oh, no. Yeah, that was definitely not. Yeah,
right. Nothing good was going to happen. Or I don't think Joe's version and a demon tickle fight broke out was going to be next.
Actually.
Oh, behind the horns.
Tickles. Whose tail is that?
Whose tail is that? Oh, it's mine.
Then Joe pops in. You're tickling wrong.
Yeah. Oh, Satan, you're always horny.
All right, so I got to go against Joe here.
I think that I concede because that's the statement that he said is he's dragging the kids into the woods is terrifying because you know that like parts are coming out.
The kid was only like in like a pajama pants and a t-shirt too, and it was like in January.
Oh,
it was Florida, but it's January. You didn't even get the kid properly dressed for an exorcism.
It's still chilly, and he's dragging him out into the woods. No, I concede. Even though he's 4 years old, I concede.
I feel good about getting on the board because Joe doesn't usually have good stories. No offense.
In the chat, our friend Dan, who we will be hearing some of his songs a little bit later, says,
Dan.
Back in my day, when we held an exorcism, there was a lot of green pea soup and no jail time.
Oh.
He's pining for the good old days.
Yeah, no, America's too sensitive now.
Yeah, I think so.
You can't have a good old-fashioned exorcism.
Oh, Dan's a musician?
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to play
Hey, Johnny,
stuff.
If you're in there, talk shop with him. All right, anyway.
Or listen to the show, you asshole. You're like the Walmart of truck drivers.
I tried to bring friends to... Oh, I saw a Walmart truck today.
Oh,
stay
God.
The hell away from that.
Did you pull off the side of the road and wait?
Don't worry, Joe's not famous enough to get rear-ended.
he hopes to get rear-ended.
Yeah, well, anyway. All right, Joe.
All right.
Here we go.
80% homosexual.
There's an 80% chance of homosexuality out. Pip said that was like very weird weather, that like the type of weather where you see rainbows. So I said, what, is there an 80% chance of homosexuality?
That's where that was going. It wasn't meant at you personally.
Oh, okay.
No,
he looked at me like, no homo. What? What?
No. Anyway, go on.
Administrators of J.S. Clark Charter School contacted the police and advised that a 16-year-old female student appeared to be severely beaten by her father. The child had bruises to her legs, arms, and chest area. The investigation assigned an officer and learned that the victim's father, 41-year-old James Endress of 21 Stardust, St. Opal, handcuffed his daughter behind her back and proceeded to whip her repeatedly with a belt. According to Mr. Andrus, he was attempting to discipline the child for breaking a number of house rules. However, as he stated, he lost control and he was removed from the house, and the daughter is now in the
So the kid took a whipping.
She took a whipping.
I think
that's a rule breaker because they're not supposed to be hurt.
Unless she walked it off.
Well, she wasn't killed.
Yeah, but we said her seriously injured.
Seriously
injured. You're disqualified. I mean, that's not funny.
He hurt her so
An exorcism, good. That's funny. Possibly selling your four-year-old to the internet. Hilarious.
Come
Whipping
on, Dad,
a kid, it's
you
too
make
far.
It hurt so good.
Yeah, Joe, it's a little too much.
Sometimes
Sorry.
Beatings don't
Somebody
feel
didn't pull
like
the
they should.
Number one, have
make
to...
So I'm on the board.
Hurt so good.
Yeah, we're still singing, but we don't care.
You're on the board.
I'm on the board. All right, Joe.
You pulled that one.
All right, Joe. Here we go.
The exorcism.
Start us off. Give us your number one.
All right.
Because the rest have been the number two by you. Yeah. Right. Joe's not happy.
let me tell you something. It was tough to find. There's a lot of more horrible mothers than there are horrible fathers.
God bless America. Land that I love.
Mom will beat them.
And mistreat them.
With a whip or a chair
or a glove. On the hiney, on the forehead, with a 2x4, with a blow.
God! That is completely
inappropriate. Moms hate their children.
We know, no, no.
Davin is red and holding his head and bowing down.
All right.
Dan says, Kate Smith.
God bless America.
Or as my dad would say every time at Yankee Stadium for the seventh inning, when she sings,
yes.
You know, she was an anti-Semite. I get
oh,
it.
Oh, God, every
I
time he
it.
Says it.
I get it. I get it.
Mom. Well,
who hate their children.
Take me out to the camp. Let's go ride on a train. What is she sitting there?
What?
Well, she said an anti-Semite.
No, she sings God Bless America. Apparently she was known as an anti-Semite.
Yeah, well, that's why I said I was putting...
Yeah, but you were doing a different song.
I know.
You were doing Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
I understand, but you were at a ball game.
If you did,
well, like the fucking car wash, it would have made sense, but you were at the ball game.
We were on a radio show. It didn't make sense.
Yeah.
Go on, Joe.
Go ahead, Joe.
All right.
Trekker Tom says, oh, my goodness gracious. Now we have made radio history because Tom is offended.
That's some good stuff right there.
No, he's not offended. That's Susan Waldman because she says,
oh, okay.
Goodness gracious.
That's
they're putting Jews in ovens, John.
Oh, my God. Using
Roger Clemens is taking out that Jew's gold fillings. Can you believe this, John? Of all the dramatic things I've ever heard, he says.
Posada knew.
Posada knew.
Goodness gracious, John Pennant was a Nazi sympathizer.
Why is it so
well,
like
you know,
fuck?
Susan. What do you, I sympathized a Nazi once. Yeah. It was back in 1978 when I was working for the Atlanta Braves. It was Georgia, so we all sympathized with
and
the Nazis.
And it's a hit for Hitler.
The Hitler.
And it's a Hitler.
Oh, Susan, look at that Goebbels stroke. Isn't he something?
He's got him on the pants attack, John.
It's a mash for Mengele.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
Gotta go to camp. Gotta go to Auschwitz. Gotta go to camp.
Oh, my God.
Auschwitz.
And keep in mind, folks, on Monday nights, there's probably going to be a show from a rabbi here.
Oh, he knows not what he does.
Now, Joe, if you could do your story. I don't know what you're waiting for.
I have no idea. What's keeping you?
Waiting for me to tingle?
To hysterical to horror.
Sounds about right. Just a normal Tuesday night at the Den.
There you go. Douglasville, Georgia. Police arrested a Douglasville father on child cruelty charges.
Demon got your tongue?
Ugh, long day. Child cruelty charges after the man punished his 16-year-old son by making him carry 23-pound landscape
stones miles. Didn't make the cut.
Charlie Mays, a 40-year-old military veteran with no criminal record, told police he used military-style punishment because his son watched too many videos and didn't do his chores and schoolwork.
Let me stop you right here. If this kid had any stones, he would have gone to the Taliban base and gotten away from this kid.
So we could have released more terrorists for him. Okay.
Sure.
Police charged Mays with first-degree child cruelty. This was done multiple times over a three-day period, sometimes as early as 3 o'clock in the morning.
I bet this kid had, like, a strong core.
Police said the boy, who's only 4'2" tall.
Oh!
Wow.
That's a midget kid. I should have read more of the story.
He could have been the urinal I had last night. It was also punished in between.
He'd be
back to the urinal. Urinal chat and Davinston.
More stream, son.
More stream. Mark the back.
Mark the back.
You're getting it on your balls. You're doing it wrong.
You're peeing
you're
all over.
You're spilling it. You're spilling it. You're dying.
You're peeling all over that landscaping stone.
So the boy was only 4'2", was punished in between the 3-mile hikes. In between this time, he was at home having to move rocks and stuff from one side of the backyard to the other and then being taken right back out to the same location, dropped off, and made to walk back again.
I got to tell you, let me stop you right here. This doesn't sound... You pick up a Mexican at Home Depot. It's the same thing. This doesn't really sound out of the ordinary. They move some stones. You know, you drop them off where you left them. This is not out of the ordinary. I'm not impressed. And the Mexicans are what, 4'2", 4'4"? They're not much bigger.
Oh, my God. I'm the racist on the show, though.
Yeah, I'm glad you admitted that. We'll isolate that.
Great.
A pizza delivery driver alerted police to the teen's punishment walks, one was which captured in the background of a police dash cam.
Ask you a question. Was the kid able to remove the stones in 30 minutes or less? Well, they got the pizza delivery guy. When it's, they're not all going to land.
Nah, you can understand that. They actually caught him on a dash cam under an unrelated traffic stop. So the father did not feel that this was inappropriate at all, and neither did the wife. A woman woman who answered the door at the family's home said they had no comment. Meanwhile, police alerted the child services about the case. Mays got out of jail on $3,500 bond on Memorial Day, just in time to barbecue.
Oh, so we're bringing Pip's dad. It's the Pip's dad that she was talking about earlier.
I know. Yeah, actually, he was invited to the barbecue. He was just trying to test his lighter.
Well, you should bring coleslaw, potatoes. Nah, bring your son.
Yeah, we're going to make s'mores with that kid.
All right. Well.
Yeah, you know what?
I passed on that story. I'm not moved by it.
Yeah, me too. It's like, it's pretty
it's tough love. It's not nice.
No.
It's not nice, but I don't think it's number one worthy, Joe. I got to be honest with you.
It wasn't. Some asshole had a Bieber story before I did.
But that's number three on my list, Joe.
Number one on my list.
Your list sucks.
No.
I mean, I looked at that one. And
I saw it too. That was the one that was all over the place.
Yeah, but I was
a
like, damn.
A dad you could get behind.
I'm like, damn, that's really tough. That's really a lot of work to have to do.
Yeah, but you know, Hannity would wax poetic about it.
Yeah, you play video games and damn. I mean, okay, maybe.
That's kind of cruel.
It's cruel. It's
You
awful.
Think?
It's overweening discipline, that's for sure. But I don't know if it's going to make it when you hear ours.
All right.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. Pip?
Who goes next? Okay.
You go next. I'm a little worried about this one. Pip's feeling good about herself today. I don't like that.
I'm feeling good about how bad these are.
I'm glad these children's suffering has worked out well for you.
It has.
I just want to say something. We're awful people.
We're enjoying all this.
We are awful people. Let me
and this
you.
Is news?
Yeah, I know. Are you new here? Okay. This has a special little highlight for you, Joe.
Well, why? Did the kid get beaten for doing a guitar solo?
No. It happened at Cracker Barrel.
Oh, Christ, I think we have the same story.
Oh!
I think we're going to have a draw.
Missouri father arrested at Cracker Barrel.
Oh, yeah! This is the one that said, yeah, we got a...
Craigslist ad seeking rape of daughter.
We got the same one.
We do. This Missouri father...
Now, I want to say, before you go on, and I'm going to let you read the story and we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're not going to argue over it.
No.
I don't think I am either.
No!
I want to say, though, you're number one and number two along the same lines of each other.
Yes, they were.
I like a little variety in my bad parenting list, I will say.
But still, my four-year-old rape story didn't win.
Well, you're welcome.
We're talking horrible stories about each other, and he's picky unibrow.
I know.
We're going to have to discuss a tiebreaker after this. I'll pose it to you guys when we're done with this.
Because
we're going to have, we're both going to have the same amount of stories.
Yes.
So we're going to have to,
I brought a backup story.
Well, is it worse than this? I mean, you can go for the tie.
No, it's not worse than this.
Can I use it?
All right, Pip, tell the story.
All right. Missouri father was arrested last week after he showed up at Cracker Barrel to meet an undercover officer who he had contacted on Craigslist about beating and raping his 11-year-old daughter.
It was a twofer.
Yeah. At a press conference on Monday, St. Louis County Detective Mike Slaughter said that it took a lot to shock detectives who investigate internet predators, but they just couldn't believe it when 32-year-old Anthony Brinkman came to the restaurant with the young girl that he expected them to assault. It's just a lot of talk for most of these guys, but this guy actually brought the girl to the scene to go ahead with the next step of enacting it, the officer explained. If we hadn't gotten involved and someone bad had gotten in touch with them, something bad would have happened to that little girl. Slaughter said that the Missouri Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force was called into action after someone reported a Craigslist ad Brinkman posted last week. He told an undercover officer posing as a 27-year-old woman that he was looking for a girlfriend and someone who would help him assault the girl with sex toys. Oh, my God.
Yes, it's a terrible story.
If the undercover officer liked what he saw at the Cracker Barrel, then the plan was for them all to go back to Brinkman's place and begin sexually assaulting his daughter. Investigators don't believe that Brinkman previously sexually assaulted her, but he told them that he might, quote-unquote, be in possession of child pornography. So he was charged with attempted statutory sodomy, and they were considering additional charges for sex trafficking.
Now you left out a very heartwarming part of the story.
Oh, I did.
After all of this, he was kind of hoping that this undercover officer, which was going to be his girlfriend,
could
help find his 11-year-old daughter who had just been sexually assaulted, a boyfriend. So he's a caring dad. That was in the story, too.
That part I didn't see in the version that I read.
Oh, yeah, they were caring
about.
Dad. Caring.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, this is what I brought up to my wife. She found no humor in it. I will attempt to find some.
Oh, dear God. We are really good. Okay.
This is a terrible part.
I hope the cops gave him a wood shampoo on the way down to the station.
A wood shampoo?
Yeah, it's when you beat the shit out of somebody with a billy club. Wood shampoo.
You know, brace yourselves, kids, because the truly awful is coming. We're going to try to find humor in this.
All right. Well, one of the things that makes this a terrible fact is a lot of times when we're doing these stories, the parents are hopped up on something.
Yeah.
This parent isn't hopped up.
No.
This is like a completely straight, sober parent.
This is him au naturel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really freaking scary.
Yeah.
Okay. Think about this. He's actively, when this is all done, he, like I said, he's trying to find a boyfriend for his daughter. It's like he's actively grooming her to be a sex worker. It's like it's like the how-to to get your daughter on the pole is what he's doing.
And haven't we all been taught that the whole idea is keep your daughter off the pole?
Ever since the great Saint Chris Rock talked about in the 90s.
That's
in the
right.
Act.
But how
everybody genuflect.
But how sick.
It's the sickest thing I can think of.
I mean, this story is the granddaddy of them all.
Yeah.
Well, next year.
Unfortunately, people will beat this next year.
Now, think about this. He had to resort to Craigslist to find a potential girlfriend. Obviously, in the hobbies and interests section, like to abuse my daughter, does not garner a lot of interest on Match.com. So there's that to think about. So people want to say all these terrible things about Match.com. Not getting any action for this guy there.
Yeah.
Although some of the Ghanaians showed some interest.
Here's the part that I found the most disturbing. What type of depraved human being takes a woman on a first date to a Cracker Barrel? What a lack of respect.
That actually was the part that really distressed me.
Yes.
Any of the cops were going, we have to go there?
All right, afterwards. We'll meet him at the apartment.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And keep in mind this. We actually almost got kicked out of a Cracker Barrel, you and I.
That's true.
Yeah, you know, I'm sorry to besmirch one of your favorite places on the planet there,
that's right,
Joe.
Wanted to eat there.
I know.
Where do you want to go? Ooh, Cracker Barrel. All
I
right,
never was
boy.
In a Cracker Barrel before.
Well, you didn't know you could get raped there.
or
you did, and that's why.
How much time you spend in the bathroom
has been penetrated.
There?
No.
Oh, God. How much time you spend in the bathroom there, that Cracker Barrel, Joe? I'm very nervous now. I'm very concerned about you.
All right, well, we agree. That this
heinous.
Is terrible.
Heinous.
So here are the choices. Pip and I have the same amount of stories on the list. So it could be a tie.
Yeah.
We would each have one and a half.
We wouldn't have.
I will submit, and this would be the same rule going forward, that perhaps I break the tie because my other story is number two, where her other story is number three. So I had a higher placement on the list. That would be the tiebreaker going forward.
What do you think about that, Joe?
All right. I want to hear the two stories that are going to each other.
No, the stories are done. No.
No, the stories are done. He's just saying that because he placed higher, because he won number two and number three, and we're going in order.
I won number two, she won number three, and we split number one.
All right. So if there's a story, the other story is placing higher than the higher placing story. Those
is that the tiebreaker?
Is that the tiebreaker? Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So I win. But excellent effort. Excellent effort.
Thank you. You know what? This was a truly heinous Father's
good
Day surprise.
Good job, dads across America. Good work. You did us proud. You really know how to abuse your children in special ways.
Trucker Tom weighs in and says, of course David would make the tiebreaker where he would win again.
Well, I know, but it's the same rule going forward.
Yes, I think that's a good rule.
We haven't had that situation before.
Right, we haven't. But, I agree with that. And I'm happy and very sad to have come that close to winning with the stories that we had. Good Lord.
Joe, would you like to read Justin Bieber's doubt against this guy?
How recent is that? Because like I said,
that was this year.
A little coke and drag racing is a walk in the park next to this fella.
Like I said, I had the Bieber story and the other stories were okay. But let me tell you something. I'm not really pissed because I really didn't do a half-assed. It seems like I did. But I sat and looked. I never even saw that story.
You got to look harder. It was hard to find. Like you said,
it was hard to find.
Yeah. It was a very...
It
was a banner year for terrible dads. There wasn't a lot of them. But the quality of the brutality and bad decision. I think we're going to look back on this one and go, you know what? Those were some good dads.
It was a vintage
year. Those were some good, terrible dads.
And also when you have to find the things, because you really have to look at the dates of the story, because, you know, you learn, because we do the bit every year. So sometimes you forget the rules. You drop that. You forget the rules during the year, but because when Mother's Day and Father's Day are, you know, close enough, you kind of remember. As we did the mother thing one, there was a couple of stories I had that were, you know, so I'm looking at stories, I'm like, damn it, it's not, you know. You're trying to find them. You're trying to get them in with that.
Oh, I know. And you're also trying to find ones that they're really absurd or they're really heinous, but it's like the kid gets hurt, you know?
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah, that's
the parent, the dad's taking it a little too far. It's a shame.
Yeah, and thank God all of the things that potentially could have happened to this girl are theoretical because they stopped it in time.
Yeah.
Thank God.
But that was terrible. All right.
Yeah.
So let's excellent job, Pip. Excellent job, Joe. I'm glad I'm still undefeated in this. But Pip is bringing it. Last time Joe brought it, so it's good stuff. We'll come back. We're going to this is a friend of yours that we're going to play on the break. What's the name of the band?
Yeah, this is Otis Gibson and the Rockhounds. And we have Dan Black, who is joining us in the chat. He is one of the performers, the main performer on this.
All right. So we'll
CD.
So we'll listen to a couple of their tunes during the break, and we'll be back. We'll do some Scam Busters.
Oh, wait. I have to also mention the other performer on this CD is Chris Marksbury,
our photographer.
The official photographer
of
Davenstead.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, right on. Good, good.
So if you think we're pretty, he's the one.
That's right.
All right. Well, we'll be back in a few minutes, guys.
Unique and different by incorporating guest past and present experiences, The Kerry Edelman Show interviews, explores, and delves into the lives of some of the most fascinating and interesting musicians, comedians, and writers in the entertainment industry today. Check out our show live Monday evenings at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. To listen live or check out past shows, go to blogtalkradio.com/Kerry Edelman. The Watson & Watson Show was born from a labor of love, or should we say constant disagreement. Judy and Johnny Watson, a.k.a. mother and son, are constantly battling each other on different issues of life, from politics to sports to proper parenting, or in Italian family terms, discussing passionately about it. If you like a radio show that is entertaining, funny, passionate, and you can have basically the whole family enjoy it, tune on in. You won't be disappointed. If anything, after listening to these two, you'll realize your family isn't that bad after all. Every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on WatsonandWatson.com.